The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Alwyn Moran is with me, the neurodevelopment therapist and founder of Cogni Kids, to talk about bath time routines. So this leads to an awful lot of turmoil and tantrums and tears in houses. Why do they protest so much?
So it can be for a number.
They're dirty. That's the answer. They're dirty,
dirty
little creatures.
Little individuals, and they just like it that way. No, it can be for a number of different reasons. So a lot of the time, kids feel that they have no autonomy. And they've no control over it, because we often forget as parents, you know, it's like, right, get the dinner into them. Now, you know, tidy up after the dinner. The kids might be deep in play, and then we yank them straight out of the play and we're trying to expect them to, you know, accept that transition of being chucked then straight into the bath ready for bed. So what we need to do is kind of introduce those transitions a little bit more mindfully as parents, because we ourselves, like, nobody operates really well when we're just like yanked from one task to another and we feel like we've no kind of control or input how it's going, when it's going to be, what's going to happen. So that's the whole point, is to give kids, and this works really well for neurodiverse kids as well, where, you know, their systems might be a little bit more, I suppose, susceptible to dysregulation.
Yeah.
So we want to just try to bear in mind that, and this works for all children, you know, by introducing a predictable routine that gives them a little bit of autonomy. So you can say, if they're like, no, I don't want the bath, you know. So check yourself on how are you introducing the bath, first of all. What is the introduction, how am I kind of pulling them out of where they are currently? So look to kind of give them like a visual cue and a verbal cue, and kind of touch them shoulder and so on. Say 5 minutes now, and show them, you know, five depending on what age they are and so on. You could put a timer on your phone saying, okay, when the timer goes off on the phone, we're going to be going upstairs and we're going to bath time.
So much like kind of bedtime. A lot of people do that for bedtime. You don't suddenly go right upstairs to bed.
Yes, exactly. I always love to incorporate it. You know, kind of, I always suggest to parents that once you're upstairs, you don't come back down again. So it's part of the bedtime routine. So, you know, then if there's still kind of refusal, offer them choice and say, look, do you want the purple towel or the green towel tonight? So you're kind of letting them feel like as if they've got a little bit of an input.
Competition. So if I say to my kids, I don't want to have a bat. And then I say, who wants to go first? And then suddenly it's like, oh my God, I'm not going to.
It's a race. Exactly. Who wants the clean water?
And then in terms of routine as well, I mean, the more you do it, the less likely they are to protest. Would that be kind of
a
fair reflection?
It just becomes kind of assimilated into a daily task. So, you know, kids operate really well on predictability. Our brains operate really well on predictability. That's why we often struggle with our children in the summer, because there is no routine. The routine of school is gone. The, you know, even our times of feeding is kind of erratic, and we might be doing different things in different locations, you know, visiting down the country, whatever. So we need to really incorporate it. And also, we're, as parents, don't look for perfection. They don't have to come out gleaming. Just kind of get them in and get them back out again. Literally just that touch point of, you know, quick wash and out again.
And at what age should you give them more autonomy in terms of washing themselves? You know what I mean? Like, up to a point, you kind of, if they're filthy, you nearly have to scrub it off them. Yeah. Get out just as dirty again.
Power hose them down. Well, look, at it depends, because, you know, like, we could be talking teenage boys where they have this allergy to, you know, kind of being washed, or, like, showering themselves. But it depends. Know your own child. But, you know, I always think, like, from early on, from, you know, when they're about two, kind of let them
use the
sponge and kind of go, now toesies, and, you know, kind of like, oh, onto your hair, because the hair washing can be a huge challenge and a big, it can be very sensory overstimulating for some children. Whether they're neurodiverse or not, they just might not like the sensation of it on their head. So if you can allow them to use the sponge and that washes or wets the head so that you're not pouring jugfuls over.
What I notice, and mine are a bit older than that, where you're going to have to have the jug out, you know what I mean? He doesn't mind washing his hair because he's got short hair. So it's a kind of a 5 second process, and it's done and dusted.
Yeah.
she might protest a bit more because it just takes longer, and she knows when she washes her hair, then you've got the post bath or post shower routine to go through, which is all the detangling,
the brushing, and the combing,
and it goes on. And so I can understand, if I was her, I'd be like, oh, this is, the shower's only the half of it. It's what comes afterwards that's the problem. It,
absolutely. And that is the thing for long hair, you know.
And curly hair.
Absolutely. So it doesn't have to be washed every day. Maybe once a week if, you know, needs be. Unless,
whether they need it or not, as they say. Once a week, whether they need it or not.
Yeah, unless they've been in the sea or something like that. But even at that, it can just be water. You don't necessarily always need to be using a soap. But a great idea is actually, you know, say if they're that little bit older, get them to brush it while they're in the shower. Mm. So it's like that wet brush really helps. It takes those tangles out. You know, there's lots of sensory kind of friendly tools out there as well. So whether you're using a wide kind of comb, you know, with the wide prongs or the soft detangling brush. And again, the same thing post if there's that struggle, you can say, look, do you want to use the wide comb or do you want to use the soft brush? Or, you know, so you're giving them that little bit of choice. A little bit of detangling spray can work well. But if your child is hypersensitive, you have to also remember, and you will know, that they might be hypersensitive to smells. So a lot of them can be very heavily scented, which can actually really knock out their system and make them feel quite queasy.
Yeah. So brushing it in the shower with the conditioner in before you wash it out. That's a great thing as well, I find.
Absolutely. And then just a gentle towel dry. So you're not like shaking the living daylights out of it.
And then over the summer, as you say, so it's maintain a bit of that structure as best as you can.
100%. Absolutely. Because it will pay dividends massively for you. You know, we do all operate better when we have that little bit of routine. So if you can put any routine in anywhere within the summer period, and a lot of the time it is kind of the bedtime routine is the thing that is, you can anchor it into what is normal. And then it's not such a shock to them then, you know, coming towards the end of August where, you know, maybe they've been up till 12 o'clock at night, you know, and then they're back down to, well, you've got to be in bed by 8 o'clock. But actually, if you can maintain the normal kind of bedtime.
Debbie in Kildare says, I use a leave-in conditioner in my daughter's hair. We call it her magic spray. She loves it. It's been a game changer in our house. No more tears, thankfully. My lasting memory of sharing a bath with the older brother as a 3-year-old is I should read these is the floating poo. We soon started having loan baths after that. I don't know whose it was, his or mine. That's how Rob finishes the text. Well, Rob, thank you for admitting it.
Stick to the showers, maybe.
Yeah, it was yours. Brian in Dublin, my bath time memories in 3 words. My poor mother, and my kids are 3 and 5 and they love the bath. Are you telling me there'll be a time when they will object? Well, there mightn't be. If you listen to Alwyn's advice, they might continue to love the bath.
Yeah, it can be a time of great connection, actually, you know. And actually, as they get a little bit older, particularly with boys, you know, kind of maybe 6, 7, 8, when they're sitting in the bath is actually when you'll chat them about their day, and you'll get that whole shenanigans that went on in school and everything. Because when they do come home from school, you know, they'll tend to be, how was your day? Fine.
Yeah.
And that's all you'll get. Yeah. But at bath time is when they'll tell you about such and such in the yard, and the teacher said this, and, you know, so it can actually be a really great time of connection as well.
Great advice. As always, Alwyn, thanks a million for coming in to us.
No worries. Thank you.
Alwyn Moran, neurodevelopment therapist, our founder of Cogni Kids.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.